Welcome to Afyemi Yushalmi. She was sponsored in the schos of the return of all the hostages and end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Chof Gimel in the Hoizva Adar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Alocha Gimel, starting the two dots a few lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that says you could put an Erevin in a pit, even though the pit is very, very deep. Says the Gemara, the Gius of Reb Chaim is, Ein At Roye Omloik Kegavoya? Isn't depth equivalent to height? And when you have something which is high, has the height of 10, so it has a dinam shusay achit. And here you're putting the eruv in a pit. The Gemara understands you're doing the shviso outside the pit. If you're, the pit is very deep, the chutz shusay achit. So the Gemara avruna omar boimah shviso si tachtov. The case is he doesn't want to do shviso outside the pit. He wants to do shviso in the bottom of the pit. That was a quote from the Mishnah that he put it on top of a very thin pole. So as long as it's not connected to the ground, it's detached and just stuck into the ground. So even though it's very, very high, it is an eruv. So the Gemara says, "Was medayek ibn Ishu tolush v'notes." This is because it's detached and stuck in the ground. But if it's connected to the ground, as the Gemara understands, why not? Because if it's connected to the ground, as a din of a tree, you can't use it. You can't use the side of the tree. The Gemara understands that the Mishnah is telling us right now. So the Gemara lays pligal Shmuel, the Mar of Yudah b'Shmuel, tiposer b'shoyso karoso rabo. Doesn't this argue what we said before? That if you have the branch has the size of 4, that's the only case that you say it's not a good eruv. But if it's less than 4, it is a good eruv. Hi, it's on a tree. I don't care because bebeina shmashos, when Shabbos came in, it was only a shvus. Shvus is not aser, bebeina shmashos. That's what we learned in the previous daf. So why here, when you have a very thin pole, you say it's aser? We're talking about that this pole has on top of it a platform of 4. So it is a shvus yochid on top. So you may live, if you put say eruv in Rishus HaYochid, it's a different Rishus, and that's why it's not a good eruv. So why it's, if it's detached and stuck in the ground, it's okay? Because you can remove it. You can pick it up from the ground and put it down. You can mevat Rishus HaYochid from here, as we saw in the previous daf. That's why it's a good eruv. Continues the Gemara, refers to a blessing at the end of the Mishnah that said that if he doesn't know where the key is, so then it's not gonna, you can't use an eruv which is in a closed closet. So Tanya blows how you mean, but so deovad ain't eruv eruv. If the key got lost in the sade, there's no way to bring it over here. It's not a good eruv. In beirovad there is eruv, but if it's in the city, it is a good eruv. Explains the Gemara why. In besodeovad ain't eruv eruv. Sheinu chol avio derech shviso. If it lost in the city, you can't bring it to the place of his shviso. But in beirovad, if you got lost in the city, raise eruv shechol avio derech ptur. You could bring it through areas which call mokap ptur, like the roofs, the chatzeros, the karfofs, they can bring it through there. They all one rishus, they can bring the key to the place of the closet. Says the more yoyso my ablozer, my time with the rabbanon. So ablozer says something good. If I can't reach the eruv, it's not a good eruv. So our rabbanon say that if you have a closed closet and you have no key, so it's a good eruv. So the more my rabba braid their puppy, their mayor. Go that this rabbanon goes in the sheet of rameir. Their mayor amar poiches ubitchil of enoitel. There's a mishnah maseches beitza. That if you have fruits inside a closed place, so Rameir says you can dismantle, you can take it apart and reach the fruits. As Reb Chaim points out, the Gemara there says, we're talking about a view of the living, we're talking about bricks that are put together. They're not attached together, they're just put together, so you can remove them and reach the fruits. And maybe this will be the case over here. The migdol, this closet, is something that he can remove some bricks around and reach the eruv. Ask the Gemara, klum omer Rameir lo biyontiv? Rameir spoke in Yom Tov. When you have din of Oichel Nefesh. Tilmu b'Shabbos? Did he speak in Shabbos? V'Oichel b'Shabbos on the Kaminin. You don't say in Shabbos you can move bricks to reach the fruit. Amar v'Avrami d'Ablozo bin Yaakovi. Chidiz Ablozo bin Yaakovi. Tzadim t'init amar Ablozo v'Yaakov. V'Oimeru. Koishuv d'Abeim v'Shvil sh'lo teitze. You can tie a rope in front of an animal for it not to go out because it's very normal to open and close this knot and it's not considered to be a kesher shekayama. You could do it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara in Chof Gimel Beis and says, Hikshiro hine ilo. The same way tying a knot of a rope in front of an animal is not considered to be a kasha shekayoma that you cannot undo. So also locking the closet is something which is only something temporary. You lock it and you open it the whole time. So this lock is something you can remove. You can break the lock and reach the inside of the closet. Says the Gemara, Hadod Tema, this whole machloik is a migdal shel evin. It's made out of stone and out of bricks. So there you have stero. Considered to be like a building. If it's made out of wood, it's not considered to be a building, it's considered to be a kli, a vessel. So now it's like breaking the top of the barrel to reach the figs inside, that everybody agrees you could do it. And there's no machlekes that you could ruin this lock in order to reach the inside of the closet. If the eruv rolled outside of the tchum, now you can't reach it anymore. Or there's a gal, there's a pile of stones that fell on it. And the only way to remove it is to use instruments which are also on Shabbos. Oy nisraf, or it got burnt. Oy truma v'nitmes. The eruv is a truma, but it came to me, it can't eat anymore. If all this happened before Shabbos came in, ain't no eruv. Because when Shabbos came in, the eruv was not a good eruv. Mishachasheicho, once Shabbos already came in, I raise the eruv, then it's a good eruv. Im sofik, he's not sure. I mean, he's not sure if the eruv got ruined before Shabbos came in or after Shabbos came in. So Ramei Rabbi Yudah Imrim, I raise the chomer gomol. Chomer gomol is an expression that we see here in eruv in a few times, which means someone who is walking his donkey and his camel. The donkey goes in front of him and is trying to pull him in front, and the camel goes behind him and tries to pull him a little backwards. So he's pulling to both sides. And this is the case over here. This Eruv, we're not sure if it's a good Eruv or not Eruv. If it is a good Eruv, says Mokom Shvisa is over here and he has 2,000 Amot to each side. If it's not a good Eruv, says Shvisa is in the city where he came from and he has 2,000 Amot to each side. So, but now that he's not sure if the Eruv is a good Eruv or not, he's pulled to both sides. He can't go one step outside of the city to the other direction of the Eruv because it may be more than 2,000 Amot for his Mokom Shvisa. And he can't take one step from the place of the Eruv to the other direction because maybe his Mokom Shvisa is in the city. He's really stuck in both. He's not sure if the Eruv is a good Eruv or not a good Eruv. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Sofik, Eruv Kosher. If you're not sure, you assume the Eruv is a good Eruv. Anytime you have a Sofik, the Eruv you assume is kosher. Omar, Rabbi Yisi, the tool is Vishuch HaMishos Kenim, She Sofik, Eruv Kosher. There was an Eidus, and that's the din, that we have a Sofik by Eruv, you assume it's kosher. And the word is going to explain the reasoning. So when it's gagal chutz atchum, he rolled out of the tchum, and he spoke the whole list of things that made the eruv not a good eruv. So the more loyim amru regarding the trumo elev nitmes became tome. For sure, it's tome. Sofik nitmes b'yoyim, sofik nitmes b'shichasheiro. In other words, we know this trumo is for sure tome right now. The question is, when did it happen? Similar to the other case of the mishnah, we know it's burned. Just don't know if it got burned before or after. If you're not even sure if it's tamer or not, then for sure you can use it as an eruv. Why? Because you assume chazaka, this truma was tar, it's probably continuing to be tar. Because there the chazaka is clear that I don't know if this truma became tamer or not, I'm assuming it is still tar. And now the word goes back to what is really the machlokes in the mishnah. So based on this, so Shmuel ben Achman b'shav Yenison achar chazakos olchu. The machlokes is which chazaka is stronger. I have right now a clear thing in front of me. This Eruv is burned. I just don't know when it was burned. So one mandarma holds, you go based on Chazaka Mikara. You say, I know before it was okay. I'm assuming it stayed okay as long as possible. Probably it's still okay when Shabbos came in. And the other mandarma says, you go based on Chazaka Da'ashta, based on Chazaka of now. Now it's burned. So you assume it was born backwards and for the time when Shabbos came in. And as the Gemara explains, they say that we're not sure it's not a good Eruv, so they asked Rabbi Yisrael Reb Shimon, if the Eruv was gone before Shabbos came in, so clearly he's Asur. So lo ilam hu be Isuro, he should always be Asur, at Shivadal Chashu Mutar. So as long as I don't know otherwise, I see the Eruv is not a good Eruv, you should assume it probably was bad from the time the Shabbos came in. That's called Chazaka Da'ashta. You take what you see right now, and you take it backwards, retroactively, from the time that you have a Sofik. Meisivin Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo, Ilu Nechom Ish Hashecho, Shem Eino Mutar. If the Eruv was good when Shabbos came in, then it's Mutar, even though now it's not good. So lo ilam hu behetayroi, again that's the case of Reb Chaim, you assume that it's probably okay, hachiva delach hashu asur, until you know otherwise. In other words, chazaka de mikar, the chazaka that you had before that was okay, you continue that chazaka until you know that something changed. So it's really machlekes, what's stronger? Chazaka de mikar or chazaka de ashto? Chazaka that what happened was before continued, or whatever you see in front of you goes back. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Eruvim Dav Chof Gimel.